The Pulse on BFM 89.9. Daryl and Ofni with you this evening, and you just heard the new one from British duo Blue Lab Beats, Gotta Go Fast. Right, our first story of the day is on a very interesting book called the Malaysian Rail Book.
Yeah. A rail book is the term that's used to describe a compilation of music sheets for jazz standards. And the Malaysian Rail Book, a first of its kind for our nation, will represent a groundbreaking documentation and transcription of Malaysia's music heritage repertoire, ranging from, you know, things like traditional folk to jazz and even contemporary popular music. So the book is a community-based project that aims to showcase the rich and diverse heritage of Malaysian music, while also shining a spotlight on the work of talented Malaysian composers, songwriters and groups. The book is aimed at professionals, students and even music enthusiasts who would like to own a piece of our local music heritage. Ahead of the book's launch, which is happening tomorrow, we have on the line with us right now Michael Verapan, project director for the Malaysian Rail Book and a well-known jazz figure in Malaysia that truly needs no further introduction. He's here to share more details about the work that went into making this book possible and more. Hi Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So as a starter, what is the Malaysian Rail Book?
Well, actually, the word rail book comes from the jazz collection, a collection of jazz songs that jazz musicians all over the world use that book. It's called the Rail Book. And it originated, I think, in the mid-70s in Berklee College of Music. But it's the one that all the musicians use. And it, because the format is very simple. You've got a melody, you've got a chord. So it's very easy to play. We all have the rail book. We can all just turn to this page and let's play that song. So we thought, you know, having a rail book like that of Malaysian songs would be good. And the reason why we are doing it is because we will forget our songs if we don't play it. And if we don't have a book, it's not easy for people to get together and say, hey, you know that song? Somebody will say, yeah, I know, but then the other person, no, I don't know. And then you skip over that song. But now it becomes very easy to play because, hey, got melody, got chord. And best part is our rail book goes one step further because it has lyrics. So it is actually a collection of Malaysian songs. About half of them are classics and half of them are contemporary pieces from our musicians who are not exactly published, but they are really great songs to play. And now musicians can get together, they can flip a page, all have a book, okay, let's play this song. And there you go, it becomes very easy to play. And in that way, we are trying to preserve our heritage, we are trying to encourage musicians to play our songs. And also, if you're just a music lover, hey, I like this song because all the lyrics are in here. So you've got stuff from P. Ramlee, you've got Zainal Hijjah, you've got Sinaran, you got Belayan Jiwa, you got Kau Ilham Ku, and you got Michael Verapan's music as well. So, you know, it's all in there. And the Malaysian Rail Book is the first such book of its kind. In our whole history of music, we've never had a huge collection like this, 240 songs, 442 pages. We've never had that before. And unlike the original Rail Book, which was a bootleg book because they never paid the copyrights, and it was literally sold in the back street. Ours is a fully legitimate book because the publishers of the songs, Sony, EMI, Universal, Warner, all of them, they've supported our project. And they said, okay, come, we also will support it and let you have usage in your book for a very nominal fee. We also were supported by My Creative under the Jana Fund as well. So, and we had donors. We had a lot of donors. So it has been a huge community project and we're very proud of it because it's the first of its kind in our country. And it's the first of its kind for any country. There's no such thing as the Thai rail book or the Philippine rail book or the Indonesian rail book. There's only the Malaysian rail book.
Right, that's really interesting. You know, Michael, as you said earlier, the concept of, you know, a rail book was initially started by students from Berklee in the mid-70s. So it's not a new concept at all. How come there hasn't been a Malaysian rail book of any sorts all this while until now? What are your thoughts on that?
Aha, let me tell you why. Because after 1.5 years and being the project director with, I at times want to give up. It has been very, very difficult. Also, the fact is that we don't have original scores. So every song that you see here has to be scored again. Because let's say, for example, you can have Hijau by Warner. I go to Warner and say, hey, Warner, I want to do hijab. They say, go ahead. Can you give me a score? We don't have scores. You're going to make your own score. And which is one of the reasons why we said, look, you don't have a score. Let me do for you. It becomes an official score, so to speak. Quote, unquote, official. So generating the scores, we had a team of people to do it. Students from UCSI and others coming together, supervising the score, checking the score accuracy. That's on one level. We have to have a committee to decide which songs should go in. We have to have agreement from the publishers. That alone took forever. You know, up and down, copyright this, copyright that, clearance that, and all that. All the names of the composers, this. And it was really difficult, very difficult to put this project together. But we persevered, and here we are. So it is a matter of putting together transcribers, people to publishers, donors, My Creative Grant, printers, artwork.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's all worth it because the Malaysian Real Book, as you said, is one of the first of its kind. But it's not just a collection of music sheets, right? More importantly, it's also a collection of our rich and diverse music history as well.
And it's virtually all of them are Malaysian composers. We have a few compositions by non-Malaysians, but who have they have been very important in our music scene. People like Greg Lyons, Patrick Terbrack, and one or two others who have really contributed to our scene when we recognize them as being adopted Malaysians. So we included some of their compositions as well. And we're very proud of it. It by no means is the whole of our Malaysian heritage, but it's a start. And you'll be very happy, you know, Getaran Jiwa is in there. So, you know, if Getaran Jiwa isn't in there, then you know it can't be official.
Yeah, for sure. Michael, besides classic compositions that, you know, like all the tunes that you've mentioned that laid the foundation for Malaysian pop music, there are also new compositions in the book, right? Can you just share with us some examples?
Yeah, we have some very exciting progressive rock groups like Cyanus. We have a really great group like Nadir, who do ethnic fusion and stuff. And their compositions are in there as well. We have some compositions of Asia Beat as well. These are not like, say, as popular as, like, say, Hijau is, but they're very important in our music history. So those songs have been included as well. We have songs from indie artists. We have songs from veteran musicians like myself. And it's a mixed bag of interesting things. So to encourage people to come and play our tunes. Otherwise, they'll only be playing American songs. And our legacy will be forgotten. Now, it's all here. And even in the course of the last couple of weeks, I actually have been referencing the Malaysian Real Book. Say, hey, that song. Oh, yeah, let me check the book. Oh, this is the song. And I can read it, I can see it, and I can play it. So it's already becoming a very useful tool for me. And it's been thoroughly checked and vetted by some serious music lecturers in our committee. To the best of our abilities, as good as we can make it for now.
In a bigger scheme of things, do you see local jazz standards, like, say, a Jimmy Boyle tune become the norm with this book?
We hope, because Jimmy Boyle's tunes are in there. Jau Jau, Chundering, they're in there. You can't have this kind of a book and not have Jimmy Boyle, right? Or Alfonso Soriano. Mm. So, yeah, they're in there. We hope that people will play it, because now there's no excuse not to play it. So we are giving books to universities. The universities are going to encourage their students to get a copy. They can get the physical copy or they can buy the soft copy from our website. It's not a downloadable copy. It's a reader copy. Because, of course, if you can download the PDF, that's the end of your book. Hey, take my copy. So we hope with that dissemination, over time, it'll find its own way. It'll become the reference book of Malaysian tunes. And maybe when we summon up the energy again, we will do edition 2.
That's great. So the first edition, anyway, of the Malaysian Real Book will be launching officially tomorrow. Michael, can you just tell our audience what's the best way they can get their hands on a copy?
Well, the website, www.malaysianrealbook.com. And you can go there, you can purchase, you send the details, there's FPX, transaction, you can pay. And then we'll deliver it to you within 14 days because we are doing the delivery once a week. We are a small organization of musicians. We don't have an office. We don't have staff. We don't have everything is on a volunteer basis. So relax a bit. We're not MPH or Amazon.com. Or if you come to our festival on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the books will be on sale. And after that, you can buy from our website.
Thank you so much, Michael Verpan, for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having us. And thank you, BFM, for supporting us all these years.
We've been speaking to Michael Verpan, Project Director for the Malaysian Real Book. Once again, the Malaysian Real Book is officially dropping tomorrow. The website to go to is malaysianrealbook.com. Do show some love and support for all the hard work that's been put into this book. Definitely a crucial one for the preservation of our local music culture and history.
Yeah, one point that he really brought up is that, you know, lots of kids these days are playing American songs, right, when they're first picking up an instrument. So this would definitely, yeah, just to preserve the Malaysian culture and heritage, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's time for, you know, jazz cats to say, let's play that local jazz standard.
Yes, and off is time for you to pick up the instrument again.
Maybe.
You're locked into the Pulse, show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music. Coming up, we're going to be talking about NFTs. But first up, a new tune.
Yep, this one's from Cleo Soul, singer Cleo Soul, sticking from her latest album called Mother. Check it out. Here's the tune 23 right here on the Pulse, BFM 89.9.